This is Visakha Murli of the 8th of June 2026. Essence. Sweet children, this whole world is God's family, which is why it is sung, "You are the mother and father, and we are your children." You have now become God's family in a practical way. Question. What is the easy way to claim your full inheritance of 21 births from the Father? Answer. Make Shiv Baba your heir at the confluence age. Surrender yourself with your body, mind, and wealth, and you will receive your full inheritance for 21 births. Baba says, "I give a return for 21 births to the children who ensure all the old things they have at the confluence age." Song, show the path to us blind ones, dear God. Om Shanti. You children heard the song. It is about devotees calling out to God. Because of not knowing God fully, people are so unhappy. They continue to beat their heads so much on the path of devotion. It is not a question of just this birth. They have continued to stumble along on the path of devotion since it began. Only in Bharat was there the kingdom of deities, and it was called heaven, a land of truth. Bharat is now a land of falsehood. The praise of Bharat is very great because it is the birthplace of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. His real name is Shiva. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva. It is not called the birthday of Rudra or Somnath. It is called the birthday of Shiva or the night of Shiva. It is only Heavenly God the Father who establishes heaven. There definitely has to be the one God of all the devotees. All of them are without sight, that is, they don't have the eye of this knowledge or divine insight. God speaks, "I teach you Raja Yoga." The Srimad Bhagavad Gita is the main scripture. Shri means the most elevated directions. You are now being made very wise. They show the divine eye, that is, the third eye of knowledge. In fact, each of you Brahmins receives a third eye of this knowledge with which you know the Father and the beginning, the middle, and the end of the Father's creation. At this time, everyone has arrogance of the body, which means the five vices. And this is why they are in extreme darkness. You children have light. You souls now know the history and geography of this whole world. Previously, you were all ignorant. When the Satguru gave you the ointment of this knowledge, the darkness of ignorance was dispelled. Those who were worthy of worship then became worshippers. When there is light, you are worthy of worship. And when there is darkness, you are worshippers. It cannot be said that God is worthy of worship and then becomes a worshipper. He is supremely worthy of worship. He is the one who makes all of you worthy of worship. He is called the supremely worthy of worship one. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul means God. You would not say this of Sri Krishna. No one would call him God the Father. It is only incorporeal God to whom everyone says God the Father. He too is a soul, But because he is the Supreme, he is called God. That Supreme Soul always resides in the Supreme Abode. In English, he is called the Supreme Soul. The Father says, "You even sing that souls and the Supreme Soul remain separated for a long time." It isn't that Supreme Souls remained separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. No, it is the foremost ignorance to say that each soul is the Supreme Soul and that the Supreme Soul is each soul. Souls come into the cycle of birth and death. God doesn't take rebirth. The Father sits here and explains to you, "You people of Bharat were worthy of worship residents of heaven." The worthy of worship souls of humanity were deities. All of you are God's family. God is the creator. It is sung, "You are the mother and father, and we are your children." And therefore, this is a family. Okay, whom do you refer to when you say mother and father? Who says this? The soul says, "You are the mother and father. With your blessings, we received a lot of heavenly happiness. In heaven, you, our mother and father, come and establish heaven. Therefore, we become your children." The Father says, "Only at the confluence age do I come and teach you Raja Yoga for the new world." The intellects of human beings have become completely corrupted. They consider heaven to be hell. They say that Kans, Jarasandha, Hrunakashyap, the names of devils, etc., also used to exist there. The Father comes and explains, "Have you forgotten everything? You even celebrate my birthday in Bharat. The night of Shiva is also remembered. Which night is this?" This is the unlimited night of Brahma. The Father comes at the confluence age and changes night into day, that is hell into heaven. No one understands the meaning of the night of Shiva. God is incorporeal. The names of the bodies given to human beings change birth after birth. God says, "I don't have a bodily name. My name is just Shiva. I simply take the support of an old, retired body. He was worthy of worship and has now become a worshipper." Shivaba comes and creates heaven. You are his children. Therefore, you should be the masters of heaven. Shivaba is the highest on high. Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar have their own parts. Every soul has his part of happiness and sorrow. You know that you became Shivaba's heirs. Shivaba made you into the residents of heaven. And this is why everyone remembers him. O God, have mercy. Sages too make spiritual endeavor because there is sorrow here. And this is why they want to go to the land of Nirvana. To believe that souls merge into the Supreme Soul, or to believe that each soul is the Supreme Soul, is wrong. Now you say, "We souls are residents of the Supreme Land. We will go into the deity clan and then take 84 births. We souls go through the different clans." Shivbaba doesn't enter the cycle of birth and death. There was just the dynasty of Narayan, just as there is Edward I, the II, the III, etc. among Christians. So there would also be Lakshmi and Narayan the I, Lakshmi and Narayan the II, III, etc. there. There would be a dynasty of eight in this way. The third eyes of you Brahmins have now opened. The Father sits here and talks to souls. You go around the cycle of 84 births and take so many births. There is the picture showing the different clans. It portrays the deities, warriors, merchants, Shudras, and Brahmins. You now understand that you Brahmins are the top knot. At this time, we are the children of God in a practical way. We receive plenty of happiness through this easy Raja Yoga and knowledge. Some claim an inheritance of the Sun Dynasty kingdom, and others of the Moon Dynasty. The whole kingdom is being established. Each of you will claim your own status according to the efforts you make. If someone were to ask what status he would receive if he were to leave his body while studying, Baba could tell him. By having yoga, your lifespan increases and your sins are absolved. There is no other way to become pure from impure. When they speak of the purifier, they remember God, but they don't know who God is. The Father says, I only come in Bharat. This is my birthplace. The Somnath temple is so beautiful. The Father sits here and explains all of this to you children. Memorials then begin to be created on the path of devotion. When you become worshippers, you first build a temple to Somnath. Bharat was very wealthy in the golden and silver ages. There was abundant wealth even in the temples. Bharat was as valuable as diamonds. Bharat has now become as poverty-stricken as shells. The Father has come to make Bharat as valuable as diamonds. Ask anyone who the Creator is and they will say God. Where is He? They will say He is omnipresent. The Father says, this whole tree has reached a state of total decay. Each of you has to check yourself to see if you have become worthy of being seated on Mama and Baba's throne. This world is impure. Purity is the main thing. At present, there is no health, no wealth, and no happiness. This kingdom is like a mirage. The story of Duryodhan and the scripture is based on this. Those who are vicious are called Duryodhan. Draupadi called out for her honor to be protected. All of you are Draupadis. These daughters are the gateway to heaven. Baba explains so well. Those whose intellects are connected in yoga very well will also be able to imbibe knowledge. Knowledge is studied during celibacy. The Father explains, live at home and remain like a lotus flower. Fulfill your responsibility to both sides. everyone definitely has to die. When someone is about to die, he is given a mantra. The father says, all of you are going to die. I, the death of all deaths, have come to take everyone back. So there should be great happiness. Those who study well will become the masters of heaven. Those who don't study will claim the status of subjects. You have come here to claim a royal status. This is a study, and so there is no question of blind faith in this. This study is for a kingdom. For example, if the aim and objective of your study were to be a barrister, you would definitely have yoga with the teacher who teaches you how to become that. Here, God is teaching you, and so your yoga has to be with him. The father says, I come from very far away from the supreme region. The supreme region is so high above. It is even higher than the subtle region. But it takes me a second to come from there. There cannot be anything faster than this. I grant you liberation and life in a second. There is the example of Janak. This is now the old world of hell. That new world is called heaven. The Father inspires the destruction of hell and makes you into the masters of heaven. All the rest of the souls go to the land of peace. Each soul is immortal and has received an immortal part. So how can a soul be larger or smaller? Or how can a soul be burnt or die? A soul is just a star. It cannot be any larger or smaller. You are now God-fatherly students. God the Father is full of knowledge and is blissful. He is teaching you. You know that you will become deities through this study. You are serving Bharat. First of all, you have to belong to the Father. At other places, they go to their guru, and so they belong to that guru. That is, they make him their guru. Here, you have the Father. Therefore, first become a child of the Father. The Father gives you children his property. The Father says, children, exchange everything you have. Everything of yours worth straws is mine, and everything I have is yours. Give everything you have, including your bodies, to me. I will purify both you, your souls, and your bodies, and then also give you a royal status. Sacrifice everything you have, and you will receive liberation and life. Baba, all of this is yours. The Father says, make me your heir. I make you into heirs for 21 births. Simply follow my directions. You may carry on with your businesses, travel abroad, and do anything you want. Simply follow my directions. Remain cautious. Otherwise, Maya will repeatedly make you fall. Don't perform any sinful actions. When you follow Srimat, you become elevated. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhavdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to purify both the soul and the body, surrender everything you have, including your body, to the Father and follow his directions. 2. Make yourself worthy of being seated on the throne of the Mother and Father. In order to become worthy, imbibe the main virtue of purity. Blessing. May you have a right to the double attainment of the confluence age and experience supersensuous joy. The children who experience the supersensuous joy of the confluence age have the intoxication of the double attainment of constant peace and happiness. This is because both of these attainments are merged in supersensuous joy. The attainments and the inheritance that you children receive at the present time from the Father cannot be experienced at any other time of the whole cycle. The attainments of this time are supersensuous joy and this knowledge, and they cannot be received at any other time. So claim a right to this double attainment. Slogan, to continue to move along harmoniously while knowing the sanskars of one another is the way to make progress. Avyak signal, to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. Those who are easy-natured remain constantly cheerful. Those who have a cheerful heart attract everyone. Cheerfulness means to swing in supersensuous joy. While churning this knowledge and experiencing the avyak stage, to be swinging in supersensuous joy is known as being cheerful. For this, remain set on the seat of a detached observer and watch the puppet show of Maya and matter as a form of entertainment. Om Shanti. Invaluable versions of Mateshwariji, remain honest with the true Pacha, the Supreme Soul. At this time, we have received the order from God our Father, constantly stay in remembrance of me. The meaning of yoga is to stay in remembrance of God. Yoga does not mean going into trance. This is our easy yoga in which we stay in remembrance while walking and moving around and while doing all our work. This is called unbroken, constant yoga. However, we need to practice constantly staying in remembrance. If we do not follow his orders, if we are disobedient, we will definitely have to endure punishment. His orders are, whatever actions I do, take your footsteps according to mine. Otherwise, you will be hurt by Maya. Remain honest with the true Vajra, Emperor. Whatever obstacles of Maya harass you, put them in front of him too. Then, with his help, Maya will move away and your path will be clear. Then, wherever he makes you sit, however he makes you move, whatever he feeds you, the path will be clear. You need a lot of courage to give your company in this way. There are only a very few such great, 100 times fortunate ones who will be threaded in the rosary of victory. Those who receive a little and become subjects are only a little fortunate. So don't become happy when you just receive a little. Have the desire to receive everything in full. Have courage and move forward. Maya will cause obstacles, but you have to conquer her. If you make any mistakes in this, it is because of your lack of faith or that something is missing in what you imbibe. This is your fault. Here you have to cut your bondages with the opinions of people and their codes of conduct. Only when you break away from those will you receive the true Parlokic divine codes of conduct. This vicious world is going to go. Look, even Mira found Girdhar, Krishna, when she broke away from the opinions of people. If you hold on to people's opinions, you will not be able to become a member of that divine world. You are now being given godly advice for your own benefit. You now have to use your intellect to decide what you should do and what is right and proper.